Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 190. I'm Josias, at For the Villain on Twitter, at Comic underscore Syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my boy.
Mem the Beaner is here.
What up? What's good, man?
It's fucking busy day, man. Lots of crazy shit. You know, you've been sitting here for about half an hour.
I was Snapchatting all my sorrows and depression away.
You know, it's just fucking, yeah, I do that every day.
And actually, I think I put, like, the show is so much funnier without this guy now.
Wow.
I even introduced Bell again.
Bell again?
Yeah, man. fucking Bell, dude. Got more attention than our normal post.
That's good.
I tagged you in it, but...
Good...
It's more popular than us, man.
Fuck.
But I love Belle. Now we were talking. Is she a dude or is she a chick?
She's a chick.
She's a chick, right? She looks like a nipple and a tit. So technically,
oh yeah, she does. So look like it's a chick,
Belle, dude.
Yeah, she liked it.
All right, man. What's good? What'd you do this weekend?
This weekend, saw the World and Wonder Woman.
Ooh, save your thoughts.
We're going to that. Just a fucked up day. I mean, like. We had 8th grades graduate last week, so they're like, okay, bitches, you don't have to come to school anymore. Like,
yeah,
you're fucking done.
Completely with school.
Yeah, you're the 8th grade.
Oh, the 8th graders. They get out.
They get out a week and a half earlier than us. And I'm doing my fucking PE, and then I see two fucking idiots. I'm like, oh great. Out of all the fucking 8th graders that stayed. These two show up.
Your lady just told me a brief story about two 8th graders that snuck away.
When?
She walked in when you were signing your papers.
Oh,
and
shit.
I'm like, how was your day? And she told me about
two
8th graders wandering out.
Like, dude, this gets even worse. So we got,
go.
I won't say names. So we have two boys
Rodrigo
that came.
Rodrigo and Elena. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't even know these Carlos kids. And Jimmy.
Yeah, there you go. Idiot.
I love Jimmy. So Jimmy... I guess started going out with Sally yesterday at a pool party. Both 8th graders. Sally shows up at midday, and I'm
today.
Like today, okay. And I find out, and I know all the cheese me.
Of course, which is good good. The mix because you're right. The kids you work with. That's good though, man.
We tell these guys, you know, don't fuck around. You know, you guys are here as guests right now.
At school.
So they say fuck you, coach, and. And they're gone. They're like, I'm like, okay, where the fuck are these two at?
Yeah.
So I fucking walkie-talkie. Margo, where are Sally and Jimmy? Jimmy? I don't know. We're looking for them. So we spend like half an hour looking for these fuckers. The principal gets involved. And he's looking for them. Sally happens to be the principal's niece.
Ouch. Ooh, I love the story already.
And Jimmy... is the scumbag. This is like a movie.
The school bully,
the school asshole. He's
the
already
breakfast
been
club.
He's already been expelled.
That's awesome.
He
dude.
Came back, oh, yeah. And it's just like, what the fuck? So he blows his top, dude.
Well, yeah.
Where the hell reason, were you? Oh, I was in the hall. No, I was in the hall. I would check the bathrooms. I checked every fucking where. You guys are not there.
Yeah.
Where were you? And then she kind of like,
the girl freaked
the
out.
Girl, Sally's like, oh, I don't know. That's it. You guys are not allowed to come back ever.
Wow. Okay.
You are banned. So they confessed they were behind the curtains. Ooh. On the backstage.
Where
the
you
hall.
Guys got married? Where were you guys had your reception?
Damn, she had more play than I did that night.
He really did.
Just kidding. Kind of.
Oh, man. Am I going to have to make a speech for him, too?
Oh, man. Ooh, you are my best friend, right? My mom kind of threw that in your, pants.
I
bro.
Know, like, dude. She's like, so...
wonder if you have to do something.
Who's going
to
make the speech? And she comes over to the table and just looks at me. I'm like, oh,
You're a good talker. No, you're a good speech.
That's true,
you're a good speech.
And you know what? Being recording, I'm just so much more comfortable on mics now. In front of crowds, like, I'm just that guy now. All right, man. I did not do anything exciting. I saw Wonder Woman as well. We'll go into that. But, Do we want to do shout-outs, what we spoke about last week or 100 episodes ago, or do you want to go into Facebook first?
Let's do the 100, and then we'll go to Facebook.
Okay, dope, guys. We recorded episode 90. We entitled hashtag Dana White. We hit Twitter love
Dana
shout-outs.
White.
Twitter, on Instagram as well. We hit Summer Movie Draft 2015 talk, which was really cool, dude. This was the second year, I believe. So again, it's Anton, it's Alan puts it together, it's RG, it's Carl, myself have been the constants, I guess, of it. And it's $20 buy-in, and it's a Summer Movie Draft. It's fucking dope. It's fun, guys. This year we added a few extra players. Rosalind jumped in, and Carl's daughter, which is cool.
More money in there, right?
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Winner gets the pot. For the most part, second place gets their money back, so $25 buy-in.
Okay.
And then it's you need to do it with me next year, dude.
Yeah, I'll save the money and I'll
always give you enough heads up.
I know, I'm just so bad.
But these guys,
I hate everyone. That's the problem.
These guys are dope. These guys are awesome. I've won it 2 out of the 3 years I've been invited, and all my movies are done already. Guardians and Alien Covenant.
Alien Covenant.
I know, dude. But it did better than King Arthur.
Oh, that movie sucked, I heard.
Okay, yeah. That's what I heard, too, but I still want to watch it. Okay. I like Guy Ritchie. Anyway, so that's what when I first spoke about that one. Way Cool Cats, so big a shout-out to everyone, RG, Carl, Alan, Anton. And Alan and Anton started up their own podcast, the 2OC.
Okay, yes. How are they doing?
They're good, man. They always tag me when they put out an episode. I believe they put one out this morning. I haven't listened to it yet. It's just Mondays at the grind, fucking normal.
Right. Like, Mondays are tough, dude. We're gonna make some changes or something, man. Mondays are fucking so bad.
This is my last show, guys, and we have a new co-host.
Yeah.
She got sour.
Yeah, she seemed a little pissed.
She was like, asshole.
Don't touch my nipples like that.
We hit, what the fuck news, dude? Florida mom instigated fight between daughter and rival. So that was the Dana White. Probably. We hit lawnmower shoots metal wire into Mississippi man's skull.
God.
Okay, that's what the fuck. We hit sex facts. 13 reasons to have sex with your spouse every night.
Wow. Yeah. Every night.
Well, I love sex, so I mean, yeah, dude. Give me more sex.
Me too, married man.
Comic news. That's probably why I never want to get married, because I like sex. We hit comic news, free comic book day. We hit movie releases, Suicide Squad, Jared Leto talk, animated Spider-Man movie talk. We hit comic reviews, Avengers, Operation Hydra number 1, 5 and 5, I hit Shitty Books of the Week, Convergence number 3, Convergence Hawkman number 1, Convergence Swamp Thing number 1, Amazing X-Men number 19. We hit Wolverine number 15, we hit Amazing Spider-Man 17.1, we hit Guardians of the Galaxy, X-Men Black Vortex, Omega number 1.
God damn, dude.
And Hulk number 15 and Magneto number 18. So fuck, man, we were reading a lot. I have no time to read anything. On top of the changes we're going to be making, I also have to, we got to figure out a new name. We're just the syndicate now, because
comics are tough. It's tough to read.
There's no way we're going to do that, dude. So, Twitter shout outs, real quick, dude. Off of episode 187, hashtag fell on black days. Beauty is her own damned beast on Instagram. Lynn hits us up. It wasn't that last week's episode was enjoyable to listen to. What made it great is that it showed us we are not alone in our depression. Sorrow or any other emotion. So that was really cool, dude. We also got hit up by Sadie, dude. He was supposed to jump on a few episodes back with us, and I totally forgot about it.
Mike, you gotta get a mic, buddy, and then we'll get you on. Bring your own mic.
That's pretty much it, dude. The last one is gonna be LI Sounds Pod. It's a Long Island Sounds podcast. We got this one this morning, which was really cool. Really enjoyed this one, guys, off of last week's. Keep up the great work. And then he even DMs us, dude. He says, hey, guys, just wanted you to know I've been loving the past few episodes of the pod. Left you guys a review today. Keep up the great work.
Fuck.
So I thought that was dope, dude.
Thank
so
you.
Much appreciated. And that's all I got for fucking topics.
Cool. Go
for
it, man. We got some Facebook talk.
Yeah, which is good, dude. I posted up that we were going to record, and we got a lot of people. You want to read them out, or do you want me to go through them?
I'll read some when you read some. Yeah, Hector came out. Here it is. Are you going to talk about Wonder Woman? If you already saw the movie, don't spoil it. Jen is done with school on Thursday, and I'm being patient. So, what happened is...
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler. I mean, it's fucking Wonder Woman.
It barely came out this weekend. Okay, we'll talk about it later. We'll did you about, like it?
I did. I enjoyed it
a lot. I liked it. It was a good
movie. It was a good movie.
No, it was a okay movie.
You didn't like it?
It was okay.
Wow.
It was okay.
Wow.
We'll talk about it.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
All right. Next one's going to be Rosalind Kropernidis. Kropernidis. She hits us up. Me. I'm like, so going to talk about. She's Rosalind is one of my coworkers. She actually entered the movie draft this year with us. Her first time.
Cool. Going.
She plays fantasy football, and she's really good at fantasy football. So at the work league, at the office, she's in that league. She's dope. We kind of nicknamed her at the office the dude.
The dude.
She's fucking dope, dude.
Dude, like, that's a cool fucking nickname,
yeah, bro. And she gets... At first, she got offended by it, but she's a chick, but she's got this guy mentality where it's like, when we make a joke, she's the one who tells us that's what she said. Like, she's that chick. So we nicknamed her the dude.
Very RG cool Knight. Nickname, man.
So, yeah, she's dope, dude. She's rad. I love this one. Go for it, dude. Questions? Sergio Vila.
Sergio, the critic of all critics.
Says.
I have a question. .. F the bell. Bell.
It wasn't even a question. I love that.
And dude. Then we got Joe saying, laugh my ass off. Can you
put that in a form of a question, sir? Okay, so Sergio, I posted the picture up of the bell on Facebook.
Yes.
A while back. This was last week. A lot of people were chiming in, which was fucking hilarious. The bell was getting a lot of fucking love. And Sergio's like, what the fuck? When did this happen? Like,
it happened when?
Sergio. Three weeks ago. This is probably the fourth month, dude. Sergio, we miss having you on, dude. So that's our fourth co-host when you jump on, man.
Whenever you can call in, bro.
Yeah, definitely, dude. Actually, yeah, we can get him called in, dude, for sure. Next one is going to be Eric Lopez. Do you think either one of y'all can handle the heat?
Hell no. I've seen videos.
That looks dope, dude.
I've seen videos.
How hot is it?
I don't know if this is the one that I saw.
Now, this is ramen, guys. He sent us a picture. It looks like a fucking
chicken.
It's hot chicken flavor ramen, and I don't know what brand that is.
It's a picture of spicy. A bird spitting out fire
with a bomb. With
ramen, and I'm going to have to say no, Eric.
You know what, Eric, and it's limited edition. I love spicy, dude. The spicier, the better for me. Sometimes it can kill the food, and actually that's what he mentioned, dude. He says,
Well, I'm sorry. Let me go. I'm fucking retarded. That's cool, dude. Jesus Christ, Eric.
He says, this is freaking delicious. You just got a video. I'm sorry. Just got a video chatting with his brother with grubbing on it, and it gets hotter as you eat it. So,
oh, we did a video?
Yeah, I
fuck my life, bro. But
that was really cool, dude. Eric, I'm gonna look for that because I love spicy, dude.
And my inner ear hurts.
Next one's gonna be Lenny McLynn. Hits us up and she says,
"What up, motherfuckers?"
I'm down with that.
Anybody else?
Let's see. No, I think we got one more. Let's see.
Jonathan, hit us up. Say that. Just liked our shit.
Cool. Right on. Okay.
And, yeah, I think that's it, bro.
Thanks, guys, for jumping on, and Instagram. Everyone that's been following us, dude, thanks a lot. All right, let's hit it, man. You ready to rock and roll?
Yes.
All right, let's do it, dude. No joke. Unconscious man rode on a car's trunk for miles. I got this off the Associated Press. This one came out.
I've seen videos of a lot of people doing this.
It looks like it, and they all look like hoax videos for the most part.
Save my fucking life.
Kind of, but trip out on
this. Fuck my life.
Memphis, Tennessee. When police pulled over a Tennessee couple and told them a body was lying on the trunk of their car, they thought it was a joke. Until they got out to look. They found an unconscious man who had somehow remained on the trunk for about 14 miles.
Oh my God,
dude. Driver Carl Webb told reporters that he had left the Memphis in May barbecue festival. Oh, that's what it was. Before the officer pulled him over Thursday evening. Asshole, pull over.
Hey, what? Puto.
You got a fucking dude on your trunk, dude.
Guess what?
Yeah.
You're going to be charged for murder.
Well, you actually caught him, I guess.
Fuck,
he goes, "Mister, I'm not messing with you. There's a body on your trunk." So I got out. We walked around, and sure enough, there he was, still hanging on, still unconscious, just laying there.
God.
Now he's on the trunk. Can you really get a ticket for that? I guess. It looks like a hit and run. It looks like it, but.
Like,
okay.
Many questions. His dude. Fucking shirt got caught when he ran him over and dragged him.
Kind of. You never know, fuck. Dude. Yeah. Webb says there is a slight lip on the trunk that likely saved the man's life. Memphis police say in a statement that Officer Benjamin Huff noticed that, I'm sorry, what appeared to be a man on a black Ford Taurus traveling about 65 miles down an expressway.
Jesus.
And pulled the car over. Wow, dude. So that's my type of luck, dude. I would fucking end up on the trunk of a car and I don't know.
You know what? After today, I would. Love to be on a trunk of a car. I mean, it's fucking my life. Fuck, that next sucks though, man.
It's going to be. Let's do this one and then we'll go into the next one, dude. All right, we have Texas teacher gives most likely to become terrorist award to seventh grader. You're a teacher.
Oh, I thought was this not the spelling thing? Is it?
No, that was racist.
Okay.
And this one kind of is too, dude. Now you're a teacher. You told me last week you're going to give out awards soon for your sports, right?
Yes.
Is anyone going to get anything good?
We got a couple first places, but that's just their heats. Other shit is bullshit I have to do. Like, oh, thank you for not doing anything this year. Congratulations. Oh.
Thanks for making us suck more than what we normally do. Yes. All right, dude, this one. Don't pull this stunt, dude. A Texas middle school principal plans to launch an investigation after a seventh grade student was named most likely to become a terrorist.
Nice.
In a mock award ceremony. Wow. I was shocked. Lizeth Villanueva, a 13-year-old student at Anthony Aguirre Junior High in Houston, told Click 2 Houston. The teacher said most likely to become a terrorist, and she said my name, and she gave me this.
Was it a bomb? Fucked up, dude. Like a strap on, like a fucking a vest full of explosives.
That's fucked up, dude. Wow. Again, don't pull this stunt. Lizeth received the award in an advanced learning program that's supposed to help kids prepare for college. The teacher, who was not named, told the student the award was supposed to be funny, but Lizeth not that's laughing.
Too far, dude.
It was not a joke. Yeah, Lizeth was quoted saying, "I do not feel comfortable with this." 13 years old, that the kid understands, like. Bitch, this is kind of fucked up.
Bitch, this just does not fit. This fucking explosive vest is too small.
Oh, man.
How am I supposed to put in C4 and nails or whatever they have?
So bad.
He may have got fired.
Oh, easily, dude. So
wow, have I done that? Oh, I've done some stupid shit, but like... Dude, you don't... was the kid, like... Was he, like, Middle Eastern, or...?
I don't know. These war statements and their deals are not representative of the Aguirre vision, mission, and education goals for its students. Lincoln wrote, an investigation will be launched into these events, and it does not say her nationality.
The award goes to the person most likely to blow themselves up.
Oh, fuck. So bad.
I can't even say Middle Eastern name, so I'm not even going to try.
I was thinking Hispanic. Why did you go Middle Eastern?
Well, I mean...
Okay, we'll cut it there, dude.
Mexicans don't fucking... Not terrorists.
This one was... What the fuck, dude? Jury rules UK man was hiring killer, not writing a thriller.
What?
Trip out on this, dude. This one came out. Also, the Associated Press. This undated handout released by the City of London Police shows retired TV producer David Harris, a retired television producer, has been convicted on Thursday, May 18th, 2017, of trying to hire hitmen to kill his partner.
Nice.
After a jury rejected his claim that he was merely conducting research for a thriller, prosecutors say David Harris offered three men large sums of money to kill his partner, Hazel Allison, a former scriptwriter. Both worked on long-running British TV police series, The Bill. I mean, it's London, so I don't know.
Okay.
London, a retired British television producer, was convicted Thursday of trying to hire hitmen to kill his partner. Prosecutors say David Harris was offered three men. Okay. They told jurors at London Central Criminal Court that Harris, 68, wanted to kill Allison, inherit her fortune, and move in with his girlfriend, a former professional basketball player from Lithuania
in her 20s. I would read that book.
It's kind of good, right?
That's a great fucking book or movie.
Terrible excuse or reason to get out of jail. It didn't work, obviously.
Oh, okay, it didn't work. Okay.
The first man that Harris asked declined to carry out the hit, and the second went to police after Harris offered him £200,000, which equals $260,000, to do the job.
Like... for it. How would you word it so that it would not come back? Like you are hiring. You would. Someone is hiring someone to kill someone, but you're like, what if he's a cop? What if he doesn't want to do it?
There's no way you can really do it. I mean, right? That's how these things happen from the get go. It's like, okay, my wife is in excellent health. I need her to get her sick.
We're gonna kill a cow. / wife.
Stupid, I know that. So terrible, dude. The 60-year-old Harris claimed in court that he was working on a thriller called Too Close to Kill, about a man in his 60s, his wife, and his younger girlfriend. But prosecution lawyer William Boyce said the producer was utterly sinister, utterly convincing, and utterly intent on the death of Hazel.
Damn.
Jurors convicted Harris of soliciting murder after deliberating for 5 hours. Allison, the intended victim, refused to cooperate with the prosecution and even offered to give evidence in his defense. She was not in court for the verdict.
How many years do you think you get for that?
Life, it's got to be, right? Attempted murder?
For not even doing anything.
Well, technically,
but talking.
True, but technically you're hiring somebody to kill. So it's intent on murder?
No money there. Just conversation.
Even if you said, just kidding.
Just kidding, homies. Let me write this down.
You got to get time. Okay, I don't know the exact time. Maybe not life.
That's
crazy.
You're
right, but.
A lot of years.
Yeah, 30 years. Yeah. I mean, life.
She's in what, he's like 58, 68?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done.
Just about, dude. Okay.
I'm going to go buy his book.
This guy, dude. All right, dude. Top 10 amazing things that happen every second, dude. We haven't hit this one. Let me know what you think about this, dude. Number 10, 3 Barbie dolls are sold. Every second.
Every second.
Yeah.
1, 3, 6.
Yeah. 3, 6, 9, 12. Yeah, there you
wow.
go.
Wow.
Now, if you want me to go in depth, let me know and I'll jump
any
in.
Any terrorist dolls?
I don't know. I don't, that's an odd question.
We're just going on a terrorist.
Number 9. 60 lipsticks are made.
Wow. Every second.
That's a grip lid. Yeah. Number 8. I like this one. A bullet travels 900 meters. I'm going to jump into this one myself. Dude, a bullet travels 900 meters per second before hitting its target. That's probably the quickest man-made object and one of the most incredible things that happen each second. Bullets use Newton's law of motion and will travel in a set of, in a set projectile before reaching a medium. According to Newton mechanics, a bullet will only stop if it transfers its momentum to an equivalent or greater mass of medium. This normally happens at a point of impact.
So by just talking about that,
every like second, like
fucking 1,000 bullets,
like 8 bullets just went off right now, dude. That's nuts. That's an interesting fact, dude. Number 7, a snail travels 1 centimeter in the rain.
Jesus, poor guy. Yeah. I thought my life sucked.
The slowest thing that can travel as much as 1 centimeter every second in the rain. Rain softens and reduces ground resistance, helping the snail move faster. Wow, poor snail. Snails are herbivores and they feast on a variety of plants. They, however, make a delicacy treat for many animals such as birds, lizards, centipedes, insects, frogs, and other predatory snails.
I used to...
go for it.
I remember younger, I would see the snail, like, not when it's raining, but just, you know, sliming around. And I would...
Sliming around?
I would just let him fucking go, and then I'll come back and I'll see him. He's so slow, right? And I'll pick him up and then put him back where he started.
Yeah. Idiot, that's fucked up. I think I did that too, dude. But yeah,
you put salt on them. It's
terrible,
up, dude.
So fucked up. I was gonna say we've done that too, but a kid, you don't know any better. I mean, magnifying glass to fucking spiders and fucking ants too. It's terrible guys. But yeah, I mean, it happens. Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Number 6, saliva at 100 meters a second. I don't know what that is. We normally spit saliva in a downward trajectory that never really. And never really bother knowing about how far or fast our saliva travels. But saliva makes one of the most incredible things that happen every second because without air resistance, our saliva can travel 100 meters in 1 second. Starting right, 98% of saliva is water and it contains important substances such as electrolytes, enzymes, and antibacterial compounds. Digestion normally occurs in the mouth before reaching the stomach.
Jesus.
Interesting. I don't know. Odd, but interesting. Number 5. 6 babies are born every fucking second, dude.
Ding.
Yeah.
Poor man.
Circle of life. My God, that's right.
Poor guys.
Number 4. Interesting. Trip out on this number, dude. 10,450 Coca-Colas are consumed every second.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah, I believe it too, dude.
So bad.
Number 3. Lightning strikes 6 times every second.
Every second.
I guess that's around the world, so that kind of makes sense, dude. That sounds like rift, like it just never ending. All over the world, yeah. Do you want to go on by that one? The fastest thing on Earth strikes our planet 6 times each second, making it one of the most incredible things that happen every second. Lightning is an electrostatic discharge that takes place between electrically charged areas in the clouds. At times, lightning can be sighted distant without thunder sound. That's because lightning may be too far away from the thunder sound.
Interesting.
Number 2. Bees beat their wings 270 times a second, dude.
Fuck bees, dude. I don't like bees.
We're just talking about bees. I used to catch bees, too. And
really?
Put them in a jar and drown.
Those things, they get pissed. They fuck you
up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And especially with the fucking killer bees that had came out here.
Remember in high school?
Yeah.
Or maybe junior high school, there's always a scare like, my dad, we better watch out for those African fucking bees. They'll kill you. I'm like, what? I never seen no fuck. I said, watch out for the bees. Fat Garza.
This guy. And number 1, the U.S. throws away 216 pounds of food every second.
That's so bad,
dude. It's terrible, right?
It's so bad. We do that at school. We have like a snack program. Sucks, we have to throw it away, like, or we will lose our program.
Yeah, it
because sucks, you don't we give out snack.
Yeah.
And we leave the leftovers and someone eats it, but then that's not refrigerated and then what if that kid eats it and gets sick? Then they can sue. They can sue everyone. So we have to throw everything in the trash.
Oh, I guess that
after
makes sense,
15 dude. Minutes, everything goes to the trash.
Mm. Can you give away the food to kids at least?
We give the food away, and whatever's left over, we have to toss. Like except for like an apple or like some kind of fruit is okay.
Okay. Wow.
Milk's gone because milk just spoils.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure, dude. Oh, that's an interesting fact, though, dude. So those were just 10 things that I came across. I thought they were kind of interesting. Cool. All right, man, rock and roll with commercials. What do we got?
Cool. We go to our website, thecomicsyndicate.com. You'll find two banners, one orange, one black. The orange is Amazon. And whatever you're buying, you know, go click on there and bookmark it on your computer. Mm-hmm. And whatever you buy, we get a little piece. It doesn't cost you any more money than whatever you're buying. Also, if you're doing that, you might as well get free shipping. You get a month free with the Black Prime. And you get free movies, books. You get a lot of good stuff. And if you don't like it, make sure you cancel it.
Yeah, guys, thank you for everyone that has jumped on. Just hit the banner. Buy like you normally would. We are working on getting new equipment, so Sadie, we're going to get some mics soon. God
damn it, Sadie.
Episode 200 is coming up, man. So
it is.
It's right around the corner. It's 2 months, 2.5 months away, but...
cool beans.
Yeah, man. All right, guys. You guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Just type in The Comic Syndicate, subscribe, share the podcast more than anything. Shoot the shit with us, DM us, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, hit up our Facebook site. All that fucking jazz.
All that jazz. All
right, guys, we'll be right back with Comic Talk.
All right.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk. Okay, we're back.
Comic Talk. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, we kind of messed up in the beginning. We're trying something new, and bear with us, our listeners. Sergio, I know you're going to say something, so yeah.
Yeah, he was going to be like, hey, there was a 5-minute silence right there.
That was like maybe 5 bullets went off.
Idiot, at least, right, dude? Yeah. All right, first one, dude, we're going to hit TV movies. Dude, Frank Miller's Sin City to be rebooted as a TV series.
Wow.
I like Frank Miller. I like the Sin City series. I'm kind of down with that, dude.
It's good. I wonder if it's going to be black and white.
I'm not going to watch it. It's got to be. You know, right. Thing. That's normally his style, dude. Tom Cruise reveals Top Gun sequel title.
Tom Cruise does what?
Reveals Top Gun sequel.
No.
They're going to make a
reboot. This not a reboot, motherfucker. I don't want to do Vampire Lestat because I don't want to be known as one of the best vampires ever made, but I'm going to be Mission Impossible loser. And Top Gun now. That's going to be lame.
You know what? Yeah, I don't know if they can write a sequel to it. That's going to be good. And then poor fucking, I love him, Doc Holliday. Why did I forget
his name? Oh, my God. He has to lose like
1,000 pounds. I love the dude. I love
him. Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer, dude. Iceman.
Now he's Icebox. Cool, man. You got to have Icebox. No, no.
Iceman.
Iceman.
Yeah.
Icebox. I get it.
I don't know what to think about it, dude. Next one, I'd love him too, dude. Final Game of Thrones season might not air until 2019.
God damn it, dude.
I thought you might like that.
They're waiting for that fucker to finish his books.
Just about, I think, dude.
Before he dies.
Next one's gonna be District 9 director developing follow-up set in the same universe. Have you ever watched District 9?
I saw the movie.
It's a good movie, dude. It's really underrated, I think, but
it's sequels a good movie. To it, right? Or like no, other not district. Spin-offs?
No. I don't think so. No, I think you might be thinking of a Cloverfield.
Okay, yeah.
Which is
that. But I did see District 9.
Yeah, it was good, dude. It had a lot of heart to it. It was good, dude. Our next one's going to be Marvel. Fox's New Mutants will be full-fledged horror movie.
Okay.
I'm kind of down with that, dude. I'm down with the New Mutants. I was a huge fan of the original set of New Mutants, which is Sunspot, Richter, Daniel Moonstar, Magic, Ileana Rasputin. So I'm down with that, dude.
Sweet.
As long as it's written good and, you know, true to the comics, I'm fucking down. Next one's going to be The Punisher director says Netflix series to debut in November.
Start making the movie.
No, Netflix is going to drop Punisher in November.
Oh, okay, it's already fucking done. Yeah. You know, Netflix gets this shit done.
Yeah, dude.
They don't fuck around.
Next one's going to be Sony's Silver Sable and Black Cat follow-up rumored as all-female Spider-Verse film.
Okay.
Now, we got to think Sony's still behind it.
God damn it. Well, that just killed it.
Venom. We don't even know if Marvel is going to be behind Venom, which it really needs to be, dude. And Venom's supposed to be rated R.
I mean, if they can do it, let's do it.
Yeah.
Make a deal, guys.
All right, next one's going to be DC. Wonder Woman crosses $100 million mark in opening weekend.
Wow.
I saw it.
I loved it.
It was good?
It was good. You didn't like it. That's fine.
I at the end of the movie, I'm just watching it like, it was good.
Captain America, part one. But it's okay.
It was a movie. It was a movie, guys.
I liked it. We'll go. I mean, you did what you didn't like and what I like at the end.
Okay. All right. We'll save that for the end. Next one's gonna be Patty Jenkins already signed to Wonder Woman sequel. So the director of that one.
Nice.
And that last one is gonna be Suicide Squad sequel may film next year.
Sweet.
All right. That's all I got, man. Take it anywhere you want to go, dude.
Okay. So speaking of Wonder Woman, I'm gonna be reading. I bought a shitload of Wonder Woman on Comixology. So I'm gonna be doing for the next couple weeks catching up. So I read 11 and 13, and do you want me to just do both at one time, or you want to do yours first?
No, rock and roll, dude. Okay. That way I can jump in. Yeah.
Wonder Woman number 11. It's we have Wonder Woman home with Steve. She couldn't find her way home throughout the first arc, and she needed Cheetah to find her way. She finally found her way back. And everything's different there. She thinks she's home, but Steve knows, like, no, man, this is, like, totally different. Like, I remember grass. This is all rocks.
Okay.
And that fucking chick there's not your mom, but you think it's your mom.
Okay.
And so all this time, her bracelet starts bleeding out of her hand. She doesn't know what's going on. And he takes it off, and she kind of goes into, like, a shock, like she's just out of it. She's like, everything's a fucking lie.
Okay.
I was not, this is not my home, and that means everything. So she's nutso.
Okay.
So that's pretty much the first 11. Number 13, because this skips over, this arc goes odd, and then there's another different story goes even.
Okay.
With this.
Oh, yes, Wonder Woman. That's the current run of Wonder Woman. Okay,
yeah,
yes.
Rebirth. It's up to Steve to get Wonder Woman off this island. Wonder Woman is out of it. Some army chicks has killed everyone that Steve's trying to get a hold of. Like, hey, come pick me up. Mm-hmm. And they're all fucking dead. And Etta is one of the other characters, has told Steve. She's like, I thought she was the chick from Suicide Squad, the African-American
woman. Oh, yes. Waller.
Waller. It's not her. It's some other chick. Tell Steve that everything has been compromised and to run. Like, dude, we're out of it. We need to get the fuck out of there.
Okay.
It's too late because those chicks have already picked up a helicopter, and their orders are to capture Wonder Woman so she can open to her real home, I guess. So I got dogs everywhere. They don't like Wonder Woman.
Idiot.
This group's called Poison. So this group of women that are kind of like military, top-notch dudes. Steve holds his own against these women, but it comes down to one of the chicks get a upper hand on Wonder Woman and puts a gun to her head and say, you know what, I know she's bulletproof. I wonder if she's bulletproof like Superman. And, you know, do you really want to take this chance? Because I'm going to smoke her if you don't stop.
Yeah.
So, you know, okay, he surrenders, but Steve's original crew, group of guys, show up, and they pretty much save the day. They put Wonder Woman in a kind of a nut house.
Okay.
Just to get some counseling, but she's like in one of those rooms where
padded rooms
okay. And shit like that, and that's where it kind of leaves off. Steve's gonna leave and try to figure out what happened to Etta. And I like the series. The art's really good. I'm going to keep reading it. I bought all the way through the current. So
very cool.
I'm probably going to be doing
reviewing
those.
Very cool, man. Yeah, the art's in that is really good.
It art's really good. Cool, so, man.
Do you have any other reviews besides those?
Negative.
Okay, cool, man. I will take my time then, dude. I have no time to read anything, dude. Just straight up. we got to figure something out because we got a lot of time to burn. And I'm just going to review these two real quick. I'm going to go through them as slow as I can. Cable number one came out. James Robinson is the writer. Carlos Pacheco is the artist. Rafael Fonteras is the inker. And I believe Jesus Albertov is the colorist, dude. It starts off in the Old West in Arizona in 1874. Or out of a saloon, a man comes running out. When it pans into the saloon, we see a crew that appears to be expecting, and the man that walks in the bar is Cable. And they're already talking about, like, all right, we were expecting you. He's like, really? All right, let's see what you got. So he makes quick work of them, dude, and stops them all, kicks their ass, although they pull out guns, and they look like futuristic guns.
Okay.
Okay. So Cable stops them, and they make mention of this stranger, like, yeah, he warned us about you. He gave us these weapons to stop you. He grabs one of the dudes. All right, you're going to show me where this guy, where you guys met this stranger. So one of the guys, they go on a fucking trek on horseback, and they end up at a spot where the dude appeared from out of nowhere. On top of appearing out of nowhere, he's like, yeah, he gave us these weapons so we can take you out, so we can stop you. And Cable, it's weird because on the dirt, you can see like some odd pattern. And so Cable, once he comes across it, he time jumps.
That's what Cable does.
So now he takes his time jump. And then once he time jumps, he now leads him to Japan in 1543. Feudal Japan. But once he arrives, he comes across a village that's been destroyed where he kind of promises one of the ladies, one of the last survivors, that he's going to avenge the deaths of the villagers. Okay. So as he continues on once again, he's attacked again, but this time by another crew, but this time because it's Feudal Japan, it's the ninjas. And the swords they bust out are like futuristic, weird swords, but like, you know.
Not from their time.
Definitely not. Okay. And then they start telling him, he gave us these weapons to fucking stop you, dude. And Cable at first, he's kicking, it's a good little scrap at first, and then Cable ends up stopping them, and he goes... And it's weird because the dialogue goes like, you know, that's the same thing the last guys I floored said. And he goes, yeah, the thing about the last guys you fought compared to us is we were ready for a war. And then like a bunch of guys come up with like bows and arrows that are fucking tech advanced, I guess. So they're able to fuck. They rock Cable. And they use one of the swords and they chop off his mechanic arm.
Oh, shit.
So technically they stop Cable. Now, who the stranger is, I don't know. I don't know if I'm pretty sure they're going to introduce him soon, but someone that's time traveling, time jumping, and giving people weapons, like Cable's on this trail. Why is he on the trail? We don't know. And every time he comes across someone, they come with, you know, decked out, futuristic, yeah, military tech. So he got rocked, and it got rocked, and it ended right there.
Do you have any guesses on who it might be?
Normally, if it's Cable involved, I would normally say Apocalypse.
Apocalypse, okay.
But I don't think it's Apocalypse. I guess we'll find out.
Dude. I don't see Apocalypse sending like those kind of guys against Cable, like the Four Horsemen or himself.
Yeah, definitely, dude. Definitely. Yeah. So it's worth checking out, dude. That's all I read besides this one. And this one's going to be Book of the Week. It's Old Man Logan number 24, Past Lives. Jeff, and this was the last one in this arc. And this is the last one Jeff Lemire is going to write.
Oh, wow.
Issue number 24, Past Lives by Jeff Lemire. Eric Nguyen's the artist. Andrew Mosa's the inker. It's been a good title so far, dude. I really like Jeff Lemire's take on Old Man Logan. So after jumping from different points in different battles of Logan's life, he finally wakes up to his wife, Maureen, and his kids, Jaden Scott, in the wastelands. Now, he went on this journey. He hired a villain to kind of time jump him.
Okay.
He felt really guilty about when his family died or were butchered. He kidnapped Hulk's grandson and was kind of trying to raise him. Now, grandson was a baby, and that's when he ended up in our world, the 616. Sounds weird, but it's going to be a quick follow. So now, living in our world, he started feeling guilty about how this kid, this baby, he kind of bailed on how it would be raised. And he would always have these visions of the kid growing up evil and tormented, like, you left me. I hate your fucking guts. And he's like way more huge than the Incredible Hulk, the Hulk, okay, or Maestro Hulk. And that's what he feels bad about. That's why he wanted to go back in the first place. But now he finds himself with his family. And it's really cool because just to see the family aspect of it was really dope, dude. It's weird now because it jumps back into his name is Asmodeus. He's the villain that has his body in New Jersey. And again, Logan is in this weird fucking state where he's able to time jump with an amulet. And again, it just goes back to Wolverine and how how he is with his family, dude. And it jumps back into Logan's time in the Wastelands, where he gets some bad news that the Hulk crew, so his Wastelands world is pretty much run by Hulks. All of Hulk's kids, and they're all bastard fucking kids. Like, that's how they're like a fucking gang of Hulks for the most part. That's what it is.
Hoodlums.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. The Hulk crew finally arrives to collect their quote-unquote payment, and he doesn't have it, of course, so they threaten to either give him an ass-whipping or just destroy his farm, and they start wailing on him. It sucks because his family witnesses, like his wife's there, his kids are there, and they have to watch old man get his ass kicked. It's always sad to fucking see that anyways, dude. And it's really cool, though, because even before the scrap starts, dude, he tells himself this is inner monologue going off. He says, this is it. This is where I finally change things. I just have to pop my claws and get these big green asses right here. Then it's all different. Maureen, Jaden, Scotty don't die. And it's weird because he goes, but I can't. I try, but I literally cannot pop my claws. And it's really sad because that's where he realizes that he's going to have to relive the death of his family again. That's fucked up.
So he went back in just to replay this.
Kind of, yeah. And the past issues have been him jumping through different points of his life, him getting the adamantium bond to his fucking bones and reliving a lot of fucking pain. So poor fucking guy, dude. So it sucks, dude, because, yeah, dude, his experience in all this, because, like I said, because the reason he wanted to come back was to save the Hulk's grandson that was in his care initially, dude. As the story continues, we see that Jade fixed and put back together Asmodeus's amulet that she brings to her dad. And that's the amulet that has been helping him time jump from time to time, trying to get back to his family. And it's really cool now, because now she gives him this amulet, and his inner monologue goes off again, and he says, and here it is, my choice. I take that back, and I leave this place. I leave them, or I stay, and I lose them. Right?
So that's Wolverine, dude.
Yeah, and it sucks, dude, but it was nice to read and see, and he decides to fucking stay.
Nice.
Stays with his family, and...
Did it die?
Okay, weird, because he knows, like, he's trying to enjoy the last, I guess, day of his family, so he's trying to spend it as much quality time, because he knows, like, I'm gonna relive it, and it's going to suck, and there's nothing I can do about it. Like, he understands that the amulet... Okay, so what had happened prior to... two X-Men happened to jump in where Asmodeus had his body. It's Iceman and Young Jean Grey. Asmodeus says something weird, like, I'm losing contact with him. And then Jean, like, figures out, like, oh shit, like, trying to track Logan down. So she kind of pulls him out using the amulet and gets him back to the time span, or time span we're in now, 616, current continuity. And he wakes up, and it's sad, because it's really cool to see the ending of it. And it's Jeff Lemire's last one, but or last writing of Old Man Logan. And Old Man Logan takes the amulet, and it's really cool because he finally gets that peace of mind he's been needing, you know? And he mentions stuff about depression and not letting go of the past and becoming a bad person, becoming a dark person, and the fact that now he's finally at peace with, there's nothing I could have done. Like, mm-hmm. So it was good. It was therapeutic for him, and that's where it ended. It was really cool, though. I enjoyed that one. That's all I got, though, dude.
I don't read anything anymore. Yeah, it's fucking... Yep. Jesus Christ.
All right, man. No spoilers. What'd you like about it?
I like that even though she was a powerhouse warrior, they still made time to make her as a girl, like a woman. There were certain parts in the movie where, like, oh, there's a baby. And that
was cute.
That whole warrior sense went away, and she became like a loving, like not a loving, but a regular woman. Like, oh, yeah. There's a pretty, or the ice cream scene.
That was cute too. Yeah.
Like, oh, they really
put like simple gestures and her appreciation of things that's not of her world for the most part.
Yes, but it made her, it put her in a different. I saw her different there. I'm like, oh, she's still a regular woman. She still likes that kind of stuff, you know. But she was a powerhouse. The there was good comedy. There was good action scenes. She was the shit in this movie. I don't know about the bad guy in this movie, but
Ares, and that's not spoiling anything.
That's not spoiling, but...
it was an interesting touch. I liked it.
Yeah.
It was okay for me. It was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
A lot of people are saying it's the best DC Extended Universe movie. That's not saying a lot.
Why? Well, I still like Superman, but whatever.
You're the only person.
I know. I fucking cry so much.
Man of Steel.
Man of Steel was like...
Batman v Superman was not good.
No.
It was good to see a Wonder Woman movie.
Well, finally. Did you see what's his name, the name on it? Geoff Johns.
Yeah, dude. It's a movie. It was okay.
It's not like you didn't like it, bro. It was okay. It's all right. You know?
You know what? I didn't fucking like it. It's a mediocre movie.
I didn't like Old Man Logan. I didn't like Age of Apocalypse. I didn't like
Age of Apocalypse.
X-Men First Class. Those movies were just boring.
Yeah. Again, to see a Wonder Woman finally, that's what I fucking love. And I can be nitpicky. Like, people were saying, and you had this conversation at the office with the coworkers, and I just didn't like it, dude. It was okay.
It's a better DC movie.
That's not.
It's not. It won't hold up again. Well, let's see. Okay, let's wait until Ms. Marvel comes out.
There you go.
And then we'll compare Wonder Woman to see what with Ms. Marvel.
Yeah, definitely. Now that DC beat Marvel to the gate as far as here's our first female strong character. They did a good job. I mean,
it doesn't sound like you're sincere, bro.
Good. I mean, okay, look, I'm all for the woman's empowerment, and I hope little girls feel empowered. I hope women feel empowered. That's awesome, dude. It wasn't a good movie.
Okay. out of one through ten.
Ooh, seven. What are you gonna, and that's being
you're
nice.
I'm going to give it a 8.59.
Ooh. It was a 7.
It's not a 10, though.
I'll say 7. It's not a 10.
It's not a 10.
It's... Yeah, anyways, I won't bash the movie. It was... Okay, you guys watch it. Every woman's gonna love it.
That's fine. You know, we need more women watching these kind of movies.
Yeah, I totally agree, dude. Rock out and, like, again, dude, I hope I see young girls, like, more of Wonder Woman and like, I finally have a woman superhero. I fucking love that. I've had that my whole fucking life for guy characters.
That's true.
So, you know, the fact that, like you said, that women are watching it, I'm fucking totally cool with that.
Sweet, sweet.
All right.
Cool, man.
I'm just like, oh, I'm not gonna, you know.
Jesus Christ.
Anyways, all right, man. We got a few minutes to kill, dude. What you want to talk about, dude? I'm beat. I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired, bro.
But anything you want to add, dude? There was something I wanted to talk about, dude. Jonathan Villanueva, huge shout out to him. That guy Snapchats me galore, and it's just fucking hilarious to catch, dude. So I'm going to hang out with some coworkers on Thursday night. Second job, they invited me out. So
that's cool.
Yeah, graduation / birthday.
So nice.
Everyone's fucking cool there anyways, so I'm looking forward to that. I don't know what I work the weekend till tomorrow. I get my schedule, dude.
Back.
Oh, I guess that, dude, weekend. Yesterday was Moses' birthday, my older brother.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, dude.
And Moses. My niece Marissa came by, dude. Haven't seen her in the longest time. She's like 26 years old. Her and her boyfriend came by. And just to see her, to talk to her.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, dude, dope, dude. Like, it was very good family time and just therapeutic around the house. We got nice and toasty. We're having shots galore. That's probably why I'm hurting today, dude. And just drinks and food. And it was good times, dude. So again, to see her and talk to her and her boyfriends and into comics big time, dude.
Oh, that's cool.
So be able to talk to him about movies and Netflix. It was really cool, man. I like the kids. So yeah, man, it was great seeing them. I always love hanging out with my nephews and nieces, especially her. I haven't seen in a long time, it feels like, man. So family time, dude, was great, man.
Good beans.
All right, man. That's show, dude. You guys can find my boy Adam.
Find me at Mem the Beaner. Mem the Beaner at Twitter and Instagram. Man, I'm out of it today, man.
Yeah, I'm just fucking tired more than anything, dude. You guys can find me at comic_syndicate on Instagram. You guys can find me at ForTheVillain on Twitter. You guys can find the Bell at CS Bell on Twitter.
So you gave her.
She has her own Twitter.
Dude, she has more friends than us right now.
Oh, totally.
Like,
yeah, Comic Syndicate has the most followers, and then Belle has the second most followers. And then I think you and I are fucking tied in last place.
Yeah, but we don't count.
We don't count, dude. We got, and Belle didn't chime in like she normally does.
Well, she's a little hurt. That's okay. It's all right. It's okay.
She was sour, huh, dude? All right, guys. Again, share the podcast, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Just type in the Comic Syndicate, and fuck it. I guess that's all we got, man. Thanks for listening, guys. Share the podcast more than anything. We'll catch you next week.
Peace out.